With desire, I come down on your level this morning to talk with you about something that is very, very needful and very personal. It's a time when we assemble together to observe and to partake of one of the most significant ordinances of the church, our Lord's Last Supper. I have thought recently that it would be so nice, it would certainly be a change, if we had a table that was large enough for all of us to be seated around it. But that is not really possible. A time when we could have a friendly, social, and spiritual exchange. You know, it hadn't been long since we had the dramatization of the Lord's Last Supper performed by a group in our church, and it was very, very impressive and very moving. It was a time when each of those disciples asked themselves, by introspection, what the Lord's Supper meant to them individually, personally. I'm reading from Hebrews, two or three verses, and then also from the 23rd chapter of Luke, concerning the high priestly office of Jesus. The 7th chapter, beginning with verse 24, "But this man, because he continueth ever..." What a marvelous statement. All the other prophets and priests and kings in the Old Testament and those in the New Testament are gone. But this man continueth ever. "Because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood." You and I can come to him day or night. Anytime, anywhere, make our requests known unto him and know that he always hears us and he's anxious to help us because he continueth ever. "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us." That's where he is this morning. He is in this place in a very real way. I sensed him as I came through the door and onto the platform. I sensed him because he is in you. And he wants to express himself through you. He is in heaven. Our Lord is in heaven. And he's there seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us right now. That is, everyone who has a request, a desire inside, a hope, a belief, a faith, to express to him that he will intercede on your behalf and on my behalf, even as we wait and worship before him now, making intercession for us. God is in heaven. Jesus is there. And one day, I don't know when, and you don't either, but one day, you and I will be there in his presence forever, never to be separated anymore. As we come this morning to the Lord's Supper, I want us to observe the table. I know that it's covered at this time, But each of us remember that on the front of it is the inscription, "This do in remembrance of me." The passage from the 23rd chapter of Luke, verses 33 through 35, tells about, "And when they had come to a place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, the malefactors with him, one on the left hand and one on the right hand. And they offered him vinegar mixed in a sponge. And Jesus prayed and said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.'" You and I know this morning why we're here. And we're here not as a select group, but we're here because on the inside we sensed a need to bring our bodies, to bring our souls to the house of God for worship. And we know that we stand in the need of His forgiveness, and He will forgive us. And each time we come to this table, we cannot help but to remember that it is His table. I don't know, I was thinking, well, this along with all the other furniture in the building is purchased by each one who makes their contribution. In some places, in some churches, different items of furniture are purchased by different people as memorials. But I think it's so much better when all of us can have a part of it. But you know what? As you think about this table, it wouldn't make any difference who made it, how much is paid for its purchased price. It is still His table. It belongs to Him. He has ownership claims to it, because He bought it with His own broken body and shed blood. It belongs to Him. And then, not only is it His table, it is an old table. This one, this particular table here, is not too old, 12, 14 years maybe. But the table that we look at in our minds, in our hearts, is an old table. It goes back at least 1,991 years, almost 2,000 years. It has a wonderful heritage. And time, through these 2,000 years, hasn't done anything to deface its image, to destroy its power, or to weaken its significance, or to obliterate its meaning. It is still pertinent. It's an old table. Thirdly, it is a very long table. This one's probably about 6 feet long. But the table about which we speak this morning is long enough to reach around this world and to embrace every person who has a desire to follow the Lord, to be His child. I think of that story told by Martin Niemöller, who was imprisoned in Nazi Germany for his faith and for his determination to preach the gospel during World War II. And Martin Niemöller said that as he was incarcerated in that Nazi prison in Germany, December the 22nd, 1944, he said there were seven other prisoners there with him, and he named them over. One of them was a Dutch minister of war, two owners of Norwegian ships. There was a Danish minister of defense. But all of them incarcerated in that same prison. He was the only one who spoke German. And he said those people, when it came Christmas time, wanted him to have the Lord's Supper. And this is his own story. He said, "You know, I thought, how in the world can I ever get this message across to all these different languages here in prison. And he thought, meditated upon it, didn't sleep much, and he said on December the 24th, the night of the 23rd, the vision came to him in a dream. And on December the 24th, he said, we took what clothes we had on the top of our bodies and formed a cross and put it on the prison cell door. And though I couldn't speak the different languages of the people who were in prison with me, he said, we all assembled. And without any symbolism, so far as the bread or the fruit of the vine, we pointed to heaven and then to our hearts. And he said, on that day, the Lord's Supper meant more to me than it ever had meant. And after I was released, it continues to mean so much more to me. So as we come this morning to commemorate our Lord's Last Supper, we do so in the hope that it will make each one of us more thoughtful, more deeply appreciative of what He did for us. And I read the scripture just before we prepare to observe it. Paul's writing, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he comes." May we pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for the broken body and the shed blood. And as we participate together, we pray that our consciousness shall be quickened, that each one of us will be drawn nearer to thee. In Jesus' dear name, amen.